WML News at 7. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. Virginia's newly elected governor will be sworn in today. Democrat Ralph Northam will take the reins from his former boss, outgoing Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, at a ceremony down in Richmond at noon today. Justin Fairfax, a former U.S. attorney in Fairfax, will be sworn in as Northam's lieutenant governor, becoming the second African-American elected statewide in Virginia history. Several events surrounding today's Virginia inauguration.
Right after in the swearing-in ceremony, there's going to be a parade featuring groups and organizations and folks from all across the Commonwealth. And then the new governor will host an open house at the Executive Mansion with the First Lady, Pam Northam.
Christina Freudlich is Communications Director for Governor-elect Northam. The Maryland General Assembly has overridden Governor Larry Hogan's veto of a bill that prohibits public colleges from asking about a prospective student's criminal history on an application.
The Senate voted 32-15 to override Governor Hogan's veto. Supporters call it the Maryland Fair Access to Education Act. They say it aims to give people who have been incarcerated a chance at a better life. A spokeswoman for the governor says this shows, quote, a blatant disregard for victims' rights as the nation discusses protecting and empowering victims of sexual assault and harassment. Supporters say colleges can ask about criminal history at other stages in the admissions process. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
District police still investigating a triple shooting in Northeast D.C. yesterday afternoon that left a 17-year-old teen boy dead. Police tell Channel 7 the suspect entered the home on Riggs Road through the basement. Metropolitan Police asking anyone with information to call. Cold weather headed our way again. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
A cold front marching eastward very quickly, cooling down a good majority of the eastern half of the country. This is the wintry mess that we're dealing with right now. Over 35 million Americans with a winter weather advisory or warning.
And President Trump's extension of waivers of nuclear sanctions against Iran keep the nuclear deal alive for 3 months. Correspondent Kristen Holmes reports.
President Trump didn't just sign this and say, okay, let's go on. He actually issued a very stark ultimatum to our allies. He said that you better fix this or else the U.S. is going to withdraw. This is against the advisement of his top foreign policy aides.
The 20-year-old $451 million Mega Millions jackpot winner is talking about those winnings.
The Newport Richey, Florida man says he plans to move out of the city. No destination has been announced, but says he's had a crash course in financial management this week. He says he wants to take care of his family, have some fun, and do some good for humanity. Misler will receive a one lump sum payment of $281,874,999.
Correspondent Pat Piper. In sports, the Wizards with the win over the Orlando Magic, 125-119. Tonight, the Wizards host the Brooklyn Nets. Caps top Carolina with 2 seconds left, 4-3. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
If you're one of the many WMAL listeners who received an Amazon Echo for Christmas, congratulations. Now you can listen to WMAL anywhere you want. Here's how to set up your Amazon Echo. First, enable WMAL on your device. Simply say, Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. You only need to do it once. Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. Then, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. That's Alexa, play WMAL. It's that simple. Thanks for listening to WMAL.
You'll go to bed 365 times this year. You deserve to have your best night's sleep every night. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. Try them yourself, risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set, plus free shipping, at BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, Mikaelin Shiffrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
It's 7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather together in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. We've got no early problems on the Capitol Beltway. In Bethesda, southbound 355 flows periodically for construction. And we've got wind warnings in place at the Bay Bridge now for high-profile vehicles and for motorcycles as well. Checking the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Today, windy, a little light rain, maybe even a flurry possible this morning. Then the skies will brighten up and temperatures will fall through the day. Winds up to 35 miles an hour and the highs in the 30s. So we're already at the high tonight, clear and cold. Low 17 in town, and then Sunday, mostly sunny, cold. Light wind, high 30 degrees. Right now, it's 41 in Woodbridge, 34 in Alney, 43 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britta, 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The game of football is about pain. I thought foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. I'm so glad those arch supports are in my shoes.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Selling your home is a big decision, and that's why you need an agent whose first priority is you. A professional with the experience to get you top dollar for what is likely your greatest financial asset. This is Vince Colonnais, and I suggest you call my friend Frank Prindle. Frank's system for selling homes creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average local agent. Robert and Heidi of Purcellville purchased a new home before selling their existing property. Working with another agent, their home sat unsold for months. They then turned to Frank, who generated multiple showings and sold their property over their asking price. There is no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it himself, guaranteed. Frank Prindle has been endorsed by Sean Hannity. He's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C., and I proudly recommend Frank as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD, 855-234-SOLD, or online at itrustfrank.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's hour two of the Saturday Morning Update here on WMAL, a global firestorm over words allegedly said by President Trump behind closed doors. He said he didn't quite use that language, but others say he did, and it has been heard around the world. To put it in perspective, John Gizzi joins us. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning. Many media pundits continue to throw gasoline on the flames. Other pundits have tried to put water on the flames. My guess is John Gizzi will stay out of the fray, but John, are you going to fan the flames or douse them?
I'm going to go neither. Are they unfortunate terms? Yes. And we all know what they are, so I don't have to repeat them for our audience. They'd probably think less of me if I did. On the other hand, there's another issue here, and let me point it out to you. Lyndon Johnson was someone who frequently used a very nasty and abusive term about black people, and including when he named Thurgood Marshall as the first black Supreme Court justice. On the other hand, Johnson was considered the lineal heir to Abraham Lincoln as the greatest civil rights president. He finished the work that Lincoln did in getting blacks civil rights and voting rights. Harry Truman used the same term for black people, and yet he integrated the armed forces over the opposition of many of his generals. John Kennedy was known in private to tell some pretty ribald racial jokes. And how do I know all of these things? Well, the fact is that they all came out through historians or through oral history that were sealed and unveiled long after these presidents were dead. In the case of Donald Trump, we have a case of something that might have been in a book down the line or in an oral history that is revealed promptly. It seems that in past days, presidents could talk confidentially. Lyndon Johnson could sit in the Oval Office and tell Thurgood Marshall, "I'm naming you to the Supreme Court because you're a blank." And on the other hand, President Trump today can say something, and believe me, Everyone I talked to today said he said it. And what will happen is that it becomes public within a matter of hours, or in the case of Senator Dick Durbin, 24 hours after he said what he thought was confidential and behind closed doors. Now, do I defend this and say we should all talk like this? No. Do I believe it will hurt the president in the long run? Probably not, simply because most people will not be surprised that he spoke this way. And remember, this is the same president who promised at the Republican National Convention 2 years ago that he would do his best because political correctness has got to end. Well, he certainly is pursuing that goal if his remarks are to be believed. I'd have to say that what is going on is something that could well lead to future meetings in which everybody is on guard, in which people do not let their hair down, and in fact withdraw more to talk to their political allies than try to reach compromise with their political opposite numbers. Now, you can go out, you can condemn the president, and you're probably justified in doing so. But just think of the consequences and what are lost in terms of good relationships across the aisle. As that song goes, it's a matter of trust.
So the president had a very successful meeting in which an hour was televised of the immigration discussion at the White House with members from Capitol Hill. But a completely different story when they're supposedly behind closed doors. The president seemed to put both parties on the spot. He kind of looked like the moderator or the mediator there. Had this thing not happened with the comment that he made behind the closed doors, where might that have led?
Well, the fact was the president was making it clear he was going to go along with a DACA compromise, and he just wanted the appropriations for the wall that has long been a signature of his campaign promises. The wall along the Mexican border was going to be built, he felt. He reiterated this during a question at his joint press conference with the Norwegian Prime Minister earlier in the week. But now, so many people are trying to operate solo at this point. Senators Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, and Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois, indicated that they were going to come up with their own compromise and vote on it in Congress, and that this is what they would be sending to the White House. In other words, the president was being pushed off the sled as a partner in the immigration deal that's so important to his administration. We'll see where that goes.
So the number is now over 30 Republican congressmen who are either resigning, retiring, or seeking another office. Daryl Issa and Ed Royce, two key leaders on the Republican House side. Where does this leave the Republicans coming up on 2018 when the Democrats only need 24 seats to get the House?
Well, as I pointed out in Newsmax last week, that this certainly raises the fears among Republicans that they're going to lose control of the House of Representatives and that Speaker Ryan will surrender his gavel to a Speaker Nancy Pelosi, part two, to a crescendo. Look, this is a modern high in terms of Republicans who are heading for the high grass. And an interesting factoid, 8 sitting committee chairmen, among them Royce, as you mentioned, chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, and Lamar Smith of Texas, chairman of the Science Committee, and Bill Schuster of Pennsylvania, chairman of the Transportation Committee, are heading for the exit door. Look, when this happens, that means Democrats have a better chance at open seats than they do taking on incumbents. That's a fact of life. Meanwhile, only 14 Democrats are opting for the 3 courses you mentioned that will take them out of the House of Representatives next year. When people say Republicans are sure to hold on to the House, all I have to say is, do the math.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk with John about a special election in Pennsylvania, and President Trump expected to be campaigning in Pennsylvania later in the week. And also, what happened to the fire and the fury? Michael Wolff's book sort of dropped off the face of the earth after the comments came out from the president. We'll talk about the impact of the Wolff book. That's next. But first, we'll check in on the traffic. James Stanley's over in the traffic center. James?
Rick, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. A little bit of a slowdown from a work zone set up this morning through Maryland, Wisconsin Avenue, southbound between Montgomery to about Waverly is where you're going to see the delays. Also, all of the lanes still blocked from an earlier crash on Old Washington Road between Leonardtown to about Holly Lane. Chesapeake Bay Bridge, all of the lanes are open, but there is a wind warning in effect. Be sure and hold on to that steering wheel tight going over it. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The temperature dropping overnight will only reach 40 degrees today. Overnight lows Saturday night will be down to 16. At least the rain will be gone. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun today. Sunshine tomorrow and Monday. Sunday highs up to 29. On Monday, we'll be up to 35 in the sunshine. But as James mentioned, watch those winds. We have gusts up to 18 miles an hour. And, of course, that'll affect the wind chill later on today as things get colder. Right now, we're at 40 degrees, and that's our high for the day. And it's 7:16 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday Morning Update continues with our conversation with John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Well in advance of November of 2018, we can talk about March 13th, because that's the 18th Congressional District in Pennsylvania, a special election there. President Trump expected to go in campaigning. This is going to be a big one for the president.
It certainly is. It's the first by-election and test of his popularity since the Alabama race that Democrats won in an upset, albeit with extenuating circumstances. In this particular case, scandal has forced out the incumbent psychiatrist Congressman Tim Murphy, and a special election is being held for his seat. One could not have a greater contrast in candidates. The Democrat, Mr. Lamb, is a prosecutor, was picked because of his liberal stance on issues that include abortion and opposition to vouchers in the school system. The Republican nominee, Rick Saccone, is, in his words, a Trump supporter before Trump himself. He backs the president down the line on everything from immigration to infrastructure to the tax reform package. He's someone who's actually lived in North Korea, served in the United States Air Force, has been around the world. I've interviewed him a number of times at events in Pennsylvania, and he commands a following among the grassroots. Now, whether, given the president's modest popularity, that holds in 2018 is a question that voters will decide. I'll say one thing. The national press is going to be swarming to Pennsylvania as they did to Alabama. I'll be there, too.
Well, John, the book, The Fire and the Fury, was replaced this week in the news cycle by The Fire and the Fury over the Trump comments. Where are we at the end of the week on Michael Wolff's book and Steve Bannon?
Well, Michael Wolff's book has been examined, studied, critiqued, wired, stacked, rigged, and packed. And I saw it for two straight days at the White House press briefings, in which questions to Press Secretary Sarah Sanders dominated this one particular book. And the president got in his licks, too, suggesting we need to take a strong look at the state's libel laws. Later, Steve Bannon, whose separation from Breitbart interrupted just about everything, was back in the news. All of this is important right now. Wolff's book is selling. It's very hard to get copies of it in bookstores, and at Amazon, copies have just flown away. In the case of Steve Bannon, people wonder what his next move is. He's a highly intelligent figure, charismatic, and he's someone who's survived in a variety of careers. Where he goes next will make a compelling story. Meanwhile, we should be reminded of something. There are more important things than palace intrigues, firings and hirings in Washington, or colorful characters who are hanging around the White House. The immigration problem and the fate of the DACA remains to be seen. That's undecided, and no matter who says what, actual legislation has to come out of Congress. In addition, there's the issue that almost no one is talking about, how the government is perilously close to shutting down unless a continuing resolution is passed and Democrats and Republicans find something to agree on, even if it means kicking the can and keeping the doors open for another month. These are unusual times we live in, and as a reporter, I can tell you, the news certainly doesn't take a vacation, as the late Ellis Thomas told me. And I'm finding that it is harder and harder to find people who can agree on anything in Washington. As Darwin once said, it's not the strongest animal that survives, nor is it the smartest, just the one that's most adaptable.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist, Newsmax.com. You can catch him on Newsmax TV as well as simply Googling Gizzi on politics. John, thank you.
Always a pleasure, and again, it's never boring.
7:21, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Still to come, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. North Korea, Iran, among our topics this morning.
This is Larry O'Connor, and I want to challenge you to make 2018 your healthiest year ever. I know personally how difficult it is taking that first step towards a better, healthier you, but take it from me. Once you make the commitment with EMP 180 weight loss, you'll never look back. With any weight loss program, it's important to see results quickly and consistently to avoid getting discouraged. And with EMP 180, that is exactly what you can expect. I saw results with EMP 180 right away. I would literally notice small changes every day. More energy, baggier clothes, and every weekly weigh-in brought more good news, whether it was lost pounds or a lower body fat percentage. It was actually fun to check in with my counselors to be able to put a measurement to the progress I could already feel and see for myself. So accept my challenge and join the growing list of happier, healthier EMP 180 weight loss success stories. Locations in Tysons and Rockville, EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your appointment today.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free2Ride, for people just like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, ReachARide has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at ReachARide.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. ReachARide can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with ReachARide. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit ReachARide.org or call 1-855-ReachARide or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. ReachARide.org.
Everybody has dreams, a fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Classes start January 29th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Retiring soon? Already retired? You don't want to miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
It is 7:25 Saturday morning update on WMNL. And, of course, Google News ablaze with the criticism of President Trump's comment this morning. Of course, the Democrats are ablaze. All kinds of comments coming out about the president, accusing him of being a racist, etc. An interesting note here. Lindsey Graham is one of the senators who confirmed what the president said in a closed-door meeting. And I point out that it was not a public statement that the president made. He was behind closed doors. It doesn't minimize it too much, but it needs to be pointed out that this was not the State of the Union address. It wasn't a press conference. It wasn't the president in a speech making a comment like that. It was behind closed doors where he probably didn't think it was going to become international news. Senator Lindsey Graham, on the other hand, back in 2013, was in a debate in the Senate Judiciary Committee on camera, the debate on an immigration bill that he co-authored. Listen carefully to what Lindsey Graham had to say about the hellhole nations.
Canada is a place where people like to stay. They like Canada. We like Canada. We love to have them visit. They want to go home because it's a nice place. The people coming across the southern border live in hellholes. They don't like that. They want to come here. Our problem is we can't have everybody in the world who lives in a hellhole coming to America. We're just going to have to create order out of chaos. So you got to do something in the southern border you don't do in the northern border. But if you don't agree that the difference is jobs, then we just don't agree. There are 11 million people coming through the southern border because they come from countries where they can't find work and life is miserable.
I think that's kind of what President Trump was trying to say, wasn't it? Is that a racist comment? I don't know. I mean, you can interpret it the way you want. Many people will interpret it many different ways. But I think that's the essence of what the president was trying to express. The stretch to racist, I think that's a leap. And I think the essence of what Lindsey Graham said in the Senate, in a committee meeting that was televised, I think that's the essence of what the president was trying to express, not making a racial slur. And again, the president was behind closed doors, probably didn't expect that his comments would be made international news.
This is such a blow to investors. You know, right now, breaking news all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Catholic cemeteries are sacred ground.
We as Catholics choose a Catholic cemetery to be buried as Christ was buried.
If you need help facing a death in the family, talk to your parish priest.
I encourage you to make arrangements for your burial site, your sacred ground.
Secure the place where your family will come in prayer. Call 301-871-1300 or visit our website at ccaw.org.
In baptism, we are buried with Christ and resurrect with Him to new life.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
WMAN!
WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Barbara Britt. Virginia gets a new governor today. Governor-elect Ralph Northam, currently the lieutenant governor, will be sworn in by his boss, Governor Terry McAuliffe, at noon today in Richmond with lots of pomp and circumstances, including a parade, says Christina Freudlich, communications director.
The inaugural parade happening today is actually going to be the largest ever. We have 26 groups marching in the parade, and it's going to be folks representing the diversity and inclusivity that the governor-elect is hoping to put forward as the 73rd governor.
Are you driving right now? One Virginia delegate wants to expand current crackdowns on distracted driving by banning people from using their hands to hold any handheld personal communications device while driving.
We do have basically a no texting law on the books now, which has, according to my friends in law enforcement, has been very difficult to enforce. We don't have the manpower, the resources to just patrol for that. So when we usually find out is after the fact, after there's been an accident or something like that, and that's really not acceptable.
Republican delegate Richard Dickey Bell also wants to ban people from holding animals on their laps while they drive. Lots of track work on Metro for this three-day weekend. Starting today, there will be no Yellow Line service from Reagan National into the city at La Fon Plaza. You can use Blue Line trains instead. Also, delays on the Red Line with only one single tracking between Shady Grove and Glenmont every 24 minutes. In town, a few more trains. In sports, Wizards with the win over the Orlando Magic 125-119. Tonight's the Wizards will host the Brooklyn Nets. Caps top Carolina with just 2 seconds left to get the win, 4-3. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
One of the most common New Year's resolutions is to spend less and save more. Too many times we are told the way to achieve financial stability now or in retirement is to cut our expenses. How exciting does that sound? Instead of downgrading your lifestyle, why not learn to create an extra source of income? Ever wonder what it takes to generate active income from the markets? Online Trading Academy would like to invite you to a free half-day class where you will see exactly what it takes to develop that skill. Call 877-304-TRADE. And when you register, they'll send you a Wall Street Insider's kit so you can get started right away. Call 877-304-TRADE. They will even throw in a free extra ticket so you can invite a friend to this potentially life-changing class. Call 877-304-TRADE or go online to otaclass.com. Online Trading Academy can teach you the skills to make money when the markets go up or down. Call 877-304-TRADE. That's 877-304-8723 or otaclass.com.
It's 7:33 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Really no major delays this morning. We're seeing a little bit of a slowdown, though, through Bethesda, Wisconsin Avenue between Elm to about Bethesda Avenue. That's emergency road work that's got things down to just one lane through there. Try and stay to the left to be able to get through. We're seeing some slow traffic this morning through Kensington, Pliers Mill Road eastbound from Connecticut to Metropolitan. It's only moving at about 8 to 10 miles per hour through there. And a crash on Southern Avenue southeast at Massachusetts in the clearing stages. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be colder this afternoon with skies brightening, but right now we've got a few showers, even a little snow showers in places. Winds 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear and cold down to 17. Right now, it's 32 in Vienna with a rain-snow mix, cloudy in Hyattsville and 36, 37 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Acute and Chronic Low Back Pain Wednesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
It's a brand new year, and you've made your New Year's resolutions, haven't you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Millions of people make resolutions, but most don't stick with them. Give yourself an edge and call us at Edelman Financial Services. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people just like you set goals and create a plan to achieve them, whether you want a plan for retirement, save for college, buy a second home, or whatever. Take advantage of the new year. You've been wanting to get your personal finances in order, and now's your chance. 35,000 families around the country have turned to Edelman Financial Services for financial planning and investment management. Come see why they've made that choice. We have a local office convenient for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
...736 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, CIA-trained intel operative. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart and also the advising producer on Chain of Command, which premieres on Monday on the National Geographic Channel at 9 o'clock. Fascinating series coming up, and we're going to talk with Tony about that in a few minutes. But first off, Tony, it's great to have you with us this morning on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, Rick, always great to be on with you. Thank you for having me.
All right, so sure. North Korea, South Korea, let's start there. We want to get to Iran. We want to get to FISA and also, get your thoughts on the president's comments and the global reaction. But first off, sure. North Korea and South Korea, they're in talks. From what you have seen and heard so far, any progress being made, or is this just North Korea doing the usual rope-a-dope?
Yeah, I think North Korea is going to say what and do what it can to essentially continue to buy time. We have to remember that from the 90s on, since they've been developing weapons of mass destruction and the means to deliver them, it's been essentially a race to the, against the clock. I mean, they want to get to a certain point to be able to do certain things before someone stops them. So I don't believe we're seeing anything new or extraordinary here. Frankly, the whole idea of them attending the Olympics and the interaction with South Korea, they go through these things. My friend Gordon Chang has been on your network a couple times talking about how they are masters of setting this all up. It's great political, international intrigue and political theater where they'll get into the talks and you think you have an agreement, then they're going to go on to additional demands, and then they walk away mad, and they think you're going to chase them. So I just don't see anything new or extraordinary here. I think part of this is a response to the pressure brought on by the Trump administration, which is notable. But, we have to go a long way to continue to push to modify their behavior.
A number of the pundits were talking about the possibility that North Korea would drive a wedge between South Korea and the Trump administration, the United States. Do you see any evidence of anything like that? And is it even remotely possible?
I don't believe it's possible. I think it's something the North Koreans would seek, and it's aspirational. But again, Rick, the South Korean people, for the most part, at least the older ones have a memory of the war, of some, what happened, what has happened. And I think the youth have this idealized view of North Korea, which is completely inaccurate. So I'd like to believe the prevailing political winds in South Korea will continue to be bright-eyed about the North Koreans. And no, I don't see anything really changing regarding our relationship with them.
Okay, let's turn to Iran. A lot of people thought that President Trump was going to tear up the Iran nuclear agreement. He did not. What action is he taking?
Well, it's extended by 120 days, and I'm told by people I trust that there are technical violations of the agreement. That is to say that the Iranians, according to those who observe the Iranians, have failed to fulfill their part of the bargain, their part of the agreement. Some on the left say, well, they're technical violations, not material violations. I don't know what the difference is, to be honest with you, but a violation is a violation in my view. But I think President Trump is kind of playing it down the middle here, and probably rightly so. He's given everybody 120 days to fix it. Either, you know, we find a way to get those technical violations fixed, or we walk away from it. So I think this gives him far more authority than otherwise. And frankly, I'd like to believe we keep the pressure on him for purposes of trying to help stimulate this movement, this kind of green movement that happened in 2009, fast forward to today. And I'd like, you know, our best bet, Rick, is a full removal of the theocracy which runs Iran. If you want to, you know, a safe Iran, it's not going to be threatening its neighbors, remove the mullahs. And I hope this all serves to put pressure on them to collapse that government.
All right. We want to turn to FISA. There's been a lot of talk about the extension of FISA and some revelations, with Devin Nunes about surveillance and some of the real abuses in the surveillance program. But first off, let's talk about it, the renewal of FISA.
Yeah. Well, there was some level of debate. There was a Justin Amash offered amendment which would have limited some of the 702 collection, that's the bulk collection. And I'm one of those who thought that the Amash amendment made perfect sense and should have been looked at. So far to date, according to, again, the information I have available to me, there's been no use of that 702 statute or that element of the statute to stop a terror attack. Yet we do know there's been a number of violations of U.S. citizens' rights of this bulk collection being retained and looked at by individuals who should not be looking at it. So, you know, if I'm one of those who's kind of a realist, if a program is working, we should continue it. If it's not and it's interfering with the rights of U.S. citizens, we should step away from it. President Trump, unfortunately, I think, took a different stance on this and decided to maintain it the way it is. So I think this leaves the door open for some level of abuse of government officials. And I think we're going to see more and more come out of what was going on behind the scenes of his own campaign. So, you know, I'm a little bit confused about why the Trump administration supported the bill as it is. But, you know, it is what it is at this point in time.
We're at 7:42. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. A quick check of the traffic with James Stanley. We'll look at the weather and then continue our conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. James, what's the latest?
Yeah, Rick, for wet streets, we have had a relatively slow morning as far as traffic goes across the D.C. metropolitan area. We do still have a little bit of a delay, though, through a work zone, Maryland, Wisconsin Avenue, southbound between Montgomery to about Elm and Waverly. Washington Road, both directions, around Leonardtown to Holly. An accident there in the clearing stages. Getting a report, work zones have just got set up, several of them along 340, that's Harper's Ferry Road, to about Chestnut Hill. And fire department on the scene on Rhode Island Avenue, both directions affected between 20th to about Hamlin. Watch for delays through there. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And we have a freshly updated Weather Channel forecast, just came down in the last 30 minutes. A chance of morning snow showers today. Our high temperatures only up to 36. For tomorrow, look for sunshine only up to 29. Sunny again on Monday with a high of 34. We'll be down to 15 Saturday night. For the overnight lows on Sunday, 16 degrees for the overnight lows on Sunday. Temperature now has dropped down to 35 in Washington. We only expect a high today of 36, and it's 7:43 on the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And Tony, when I see you on Fox and some of the other networks, not only do you talk about national security issues, but you'll tackle pretty much anything that's going on and on the political front. And, you know, you always have a pretty rational perspective on things. You know, you don't get wrapped up in the emotion and the hysteria that we're seeing this weekend over the Trump comments. And a few minutes ago, I played Lindsey Graham's clip where he referred to countries below the southern borders as hellholes. He referred to them in 2013 in a committee meeting that was being televised. So this was not a behind closed doors session, but he referred to these countries that were hellholes. The narrative now in the criticism of Trump is that he is a racist. His comment was racist. And when you listen to what Lindsey Graham had to say, I think what Graham had to say was more along the lines of what the Trump was trying to say, not in a racial context or criticizing races of people, but
right.
criticizing the conditions of the countries they are in and why they want to get out of those countries.
Right. Well, I think to your point, look, let me just say this because I do try to be very rational about this. The Dominican Republic sits on the same island as, you know, the country that supposedly President Trump trashed. Haiti is a terrible place. Dominican Republic is not. People go there for vacation. So, you know, he didn't say the Dominican Republic people are whatever. So, therefore, to me, it's not a comment about race. It's a comment of observation of essentially status. So, again, Rick, I mean, I encourage anyone who's not familiar with the geographic region, Google Haiti, Google Dominican Republic. It's on the same island. And one side, the west side, is essentially a hell, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's a bad place. So when you look at this, to me, Durbin, Senator Durbin, from all accounts, is lying about his recollection. Did President Trump use rough words to describe some of these hell holes or whatever else? I'm sure he did. But, Rick, I think it's disingenuous for these people to be saying, you know, saying this about the president when I know for a fact I've been in meetings with progressives and they have said equally terrible things about these places all over the world. So to me, it's but one more example of a context, a comment taken out of context, blown up for political purposes, designed to undermine the foreign policy capabilities of this White House. And that's all it is in my view.
If every comment made behind closed doors was made public, we wouldn't have anything else to talk about for the rest of our lives. Let's turn to Chain of Command.
Yeah.
It is a series that is premiering on the National Geographic Channel Monday night, 9 o'clock. You are the advising producer.
Right.
And it's a fascinating look into the Pentagon. And this is continue what? It's an 8-part series?
Yeah. Speaking of behind closed doors, yeah. I mean, look, Nat Geo was granted some extraordinarily detailed and never-before-seen access. I can't, you know, I specifically, the PR people contacted me last night, like, don't be giving away any secrets. So I was like, okay, I'll
Oh, come on, Tony.
Well, let me put it this way. They've gotten to some places in the Pentagon people have only dreamt of seeing before. So they're getting into some places there. And the whole thing, I was at the sneak preview earlier this weekend, you know, as someone who's been, you know, helping shape it, I was just blown away. It's like it is truly a work of art. And it actually lays out, and this is something the American people, I think, have lost touch with. Why are we fighting? How do we fight? What are the policies that are created to help us win? How do those really do affect people on the ground? And this links it together. This follows it from the top of the chain of command all the way down to the point of the spear. I mean, you see how it works all together. And in a couple of cases, you know, people were brought to tears by some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, just seeing how much effort we actually do in the effort to win. And so I do believe, you know, it's an extraordinary series. I think people will not only learn a lot, I think they will be thoroughly entertained by understanding a great deal more about how we fight and why we fight.
So part one premieres Monday night, 9 o'clock, on the National Geographic Channel.
Right.
And it is entitled By, With, and Through. And
right.
I guess you go into the actual lives and experiences of the individual men and women
yeah.
who are fighting the wars.
Absolutely. This is very much like if people have watched Alaska Life Below Zero on the Nat Geo channel as well, where they kind of go around all around Alaska and take basic snippets of people's lives and they show how they are functioning. We do this on a grand scale all across literally the chain of command. And yeah, By, With, and Through is General Dunford's strategy for defeating ISIS, which has been essentially effective. You know, imagine that, an effective strategy. And By, With, and Through has been one of those things which allowed us to use our proxies and allies in an effective manner without putting us, the U.S. citizens and soldiers, into harm's way. And it's a very effective illustration of how well that policy was thought out and executed by the chain of command. So.
And you mentioned General Joseph Dunford. You actually sit down with him in one of the episodes, right?
Oh, yeah. Joe has actually attended the last, the premiere. You know, there's an extraordinary, you know, he's made it very clear that, you know, this is a series about the people who fight the war. And he made a point of making sure that that was the focus. He did attend the premiere on Tuesday. And, you know, I think we're all going to learn a lot about how the Pentagon fights and where we're going. And there may be more than eight episodes coming down the horizon. So we're all hoping for that, too. So.
Chain of Command premieres Monday night, 9 o'clock, on the National Geographic Channel. Tony Schaefer, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Rick, always good to be on. Thank you.
7:50 on the Saturday Morning Update. Up next, we'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start in making life less stressful. Start with parking. This year, don't park, Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options and let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
GW Hospital had the technology that saved my heart and saved my life.
I couldn't ask for better care. I couldn't ask for a better experience.
I know that without GW Hospital, I wouldn't be alive.
Our patients can't imagine life without the care they received here. For life's defining moments, the George Washington University Hospital. Learn more at gwhospital.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. It is great to be joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Smear, and, of course, host of Full Measure, which is every Sunday morning at 10 on ABC 7. Cheryl, good to have you back with us this year.
Thanks for having me.
Story on immigration, front and center this week, the border wall that the president wants to build between the U.S. and Mexico. You have covered the crime and violence on the U.S. side, which is resulting from the illegal drug traffic there. And for somebody that's listening that may not have seen a story on it, one of your stories, or read a report, can you give us a sense of what is going on in states like Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, along the border?
Well, I don't want to make it sound like everybody's in dire circumstances. Many people live happily along the border. But there are also many, many places where residents feel, they say, as though they're in a combat zone. And the Border Patrol agents who patrol these areas risk their lives every day trying to stop the worst kind of criminals from coming across, because they're not all just good people coming to look for work and looking for a better way of life. Of course there are those people, but many of them are moving extremely valuable drugs and products of trafficking in humans. And they're happy to, you know, shoot and attack a Border Patrol agent in the thick brush where they cross and disappear into. I mean, they'll do that at the drop of a hat. And their entire communities, there are ranches and ranchers that they can't operate the way they used to on their own land because of this disruption. So, you know, it's a big issue for many Americans who do live on the border.
Well, a wall has been constructed on another vulnerable border on the globe. It is not in North America. Where is it, and how efficient is it?
You know, Israel has a wall of sorts that it has used as a border, and the Prime Minister approved that around 2002, they had had something like a peak attack, number of attacks, about 1,300 people murdered in a single year by suicide bombers. So they constructed a barrier that goes several hundred miles around 3 million people in the West Bank. And we went there to check out, do we have any lessons that we can learn from their experience? Now, for them, the wall works. And, yes, they have different challenges. But there are a few similarities and parallels we'll talk about in our program this week. But one thing I thought was interesting, that when they put the biggest piece of their barrier up in 2006, they said the suicide bombings stopped. I mean, you'll get a look at exactly what pieces of their wall and their barrier look like. But it's very interesting how they use their technology and how they do control their border with this fencing and this mixed wall area.
You've covered stories on government waste for years, and we've heard the reports of the billions in waste in the Afghanistan war. What is happening in the effort to document that waste?
Well, can you believe that after 17 years, we're still fighting a war in Afghanistan, and we've spent $120 billion U.S. tax dollars trying to help rebuild it even as we're fighting a war there? And according to the Inspector General who watches over our tax money, billions upon billions have been wasted. We interviewed him this week, and he talks about, after all that, the security situation there is probably as bad as it's ever been. It's terrible. They can't move freely when they go to patrol how our tax dollars have been spent. It's very, very dangerous. And, you know, it's sad to think that we've spent more money there than any other single country in the history of our country. And it's just been in a dire circumstance in terms of being able to get around for visitors who come there, being able to monitor our tax dollars, and in terms of everything you might expect if we've spent so much money there.
So for the man who is tasked with tracking these expenditures, what is he facing?
You know, he's been monitoring this money for a long time, and suddenly, not long ago, the Defense Department classified a lot of data that he uses to measure kind of waste, fraud, and abuse. So now, all of a sudden, he can't even have access to numbers that the Afghanistans know and our military know, but we're not allowed to know. And he's not allowed to use to evaluate anymore. So he thinks that's very suspicious.
The president's tax reform, of course, one of the big accomplishments for the administration in 2017. There's been a lot of talk about U.S. companies with money offshore. There was a study by Oxfam America in April of 2016. They estimated that over $1 trillion was stashed offshore, hundreds of billions in tax revenue it's costing the U.S. government. There is talk now that the tax reform will encourage those dollars to come back. What are the initial indications of what the tax reform may accomplish?
Well, there is a lot of hope. I mean, this is something that many Democrats and Republicans actually agreed on for the last couple of years, that we have to try to find a way to bring that corporate money back to the United States to make it less profitable for them to do this, to store their money offshore legally, and usually actually in very legal terms. But with the changes in the tax code, we asked Josie Sturman to take a look at, will that bring corporate money back? And she found, you know, that yes, the odds are very good. The corporations now, since they cannot have a better deal by taking their money outside of the United States and holding it in these so-called tax havens, they will bring that money back, and they will be paying taxes that were not being paid before because it was sheltered. So we'll dig into that a little bit more. The hope is great. I guess the results remain to be seen, but I think it's an important part of these tax code changes. It hasn't been carefully looked at.
And that's one of the stories you're covering tomorrow. Full Measure, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock on Sundays and throughout the day on News Channel 8. And as always, Cheryl, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. 7:58, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. And quite often the president is up early Saturday mornings tweeting away. And we sometimes hear about the Twitter storms when we get off the show. But did double check just now both of his Twitter sites, and this is what appears at the top of @RealDonaldTrump. This was from yesterday. Today it was my great honor to proclaim January 15th, 2018 as Martin Luther King Jr. federal holiday. I encourage all Americans to observe this day with appropriate civic, community, and service activities in honor of Dr. King's life and legacy. And you may have seen the ceremony at the White House yesterday when he was surrounded with the vice president and a number of leaders honoring Dr. King. So we will leave you with the very best wishes for the Martin Luther King holiday weekend. And that's it for the Saturday morning update. Garden Sense follows the news at 8 with Barbara Britt.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps stand ready to defend the American way of life. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Did you ever get tired of being right?
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I have no problem with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.